Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very relevant to all the women on the planet. We have Nadia Okamoto joining us. Nadia, she is the founder and executive director of Period. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
你好. Right. Can you tell us why did you enter this meaningful work?
Yeah. So Period, we're a youth-run global organization that provides and celebrates menstrual hygiene through advocacy, education, and service.
Right.
And we do that through the global distribution of menstrual products and then the engagement of youth leadership through a nationwide network of campus chapters. So we really come at this idea of leading what we call the menstrual movement, which is fighting for menstrual equity through, you know, product distribution, but also working in policy work and working on an advocacy standpoint to break the stigma around menstruation.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And then it's actually affecting half of the global population.
More than half, yeah.
Yeah, and then to describe period in Chinese, we say 月经.
月经.
Yeah, 月经. 月 means moon. And that, of course, turned into month.
Yeah.
Yeah, the monthly. And then 经 is to undergo, to endure. You can actually put it in a literal meaning, monthly endurance. You have to endure this experience for all the female in the world. And for a long period of their lives, actually.
Yeah, and it's super interesting, too, because we're actually moving away from, I know I said it a few times, but we're moving away from thinking of it as a female issue or only women's issue.
Yep.
And we're calling it, like, people with periods, because it's not just women who have periods. It's like transgender men or people who don't identify as either one, too.
月经, it's actually, as you said, affects more than half the population. When you started this project when you were 16, did you have any geographic focus? I know you mentioned about developing countries, but setting up the distribution network to those countries is a big task. So do you have some initial plan? You start with certain areas and then eventually expand it.
So when I started, I was living in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. So the majority of our distribution has been in Portland, Oregon. That's where our headquarters are. That's where our warehouses are. And so a lot of, but we do focus domestically when it comes to distribution. We, in the last 2 years, we've addressed about 78,000 periods through in 25 states and 15 countries. So we have a very large geographic reach. But the way we've been able to do that is through our chapters. So the parent organization distributes to cities all across America, but our chapters are able to take products abroad.
Okay, so now your organization has a Chinese name, 月经.
月经,
yeah. Yeah, 月经. Right, 月经, 月 we know is, it means the moon. And then, of course, over the years, the 月 has been evolved into different meanings. For example, if we have one moon, we know it's January. So 一月 is January.
Yeah.
一 is number one, and then 二 is number two. So 二月 is February. So now 月 is a very useful word, and 月经, 月经 is a period, and it's a menstrual process in all the women, and of course that affects men as well. And you know, the first mention when I was doing this research for this episode, I realized that the first being mentioned 月经 in Chinese literature was back to 1776.
Oh wow!
So there was a book about gynecology talking. The name is called 妇科病鉴. And 妇科 is gynecology, and 病鉴 is just the crystal Bible.
Yeah.
So that was a Bible for gynecology, and then they first mentioned about females' period. So 月经.
月经.
Yeah, so that was a very, I would say, big breakthrough, because in Chinese culture, people tend to be very shy talking about that, and they tend not to talk about it, and then they are embarrassed. I still remember when I grew up, that was not something parents would teach the children. And of course, in the classroom, in the biology class, there would be some lessons, but the teachers tend to try to skip it. So that's quite different from nowadays. Like now, when my daughter first had the period, she came to tell me and her dad saying, hey, my period is coming. I'm a big girl now. So it's a very different mentality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're trying. We're trying to get people to talk about it more.
Yeah. And then because Chinese people, they are so shy and they don't want to talk about that in public, they invented a lot of other alternative words to describe the same thing. And then sometimes they say, oh, it's 月是, 月 is the same, monthly. 是 is affair. So my monthly affair, 月是. And then, or say 月水, 月, again, monthly. 水 is water. So monthly water. And this is, in Taiwan, people don't use it, but in certain part of China, people use, okay, 月水. And then a very common one, everybody knows that, especially in the workplace, they call that 例假. Now, 例 is the regular, 假 is the leave. So the regular leave, and not really because you want to have a leave from work, it's just a way to describe it. So they say, oh, 例假. And when you want to describe, oh, here is my period, this is the time of the period I have, you say 例假来了. And then the most common one, you can hear that either people nowadays, especially because people are much more aware and they want to be more healthy and positive about that, they actually, you can hear a lot, even on the mass media, and they call that 大姨妈.
大姨妈.
大姨妈. 大 means big. 姨妈 is your auntie.
Oh, yeah.
So big auntie. My big auntie
That's
is
like
coming.
They say Aunt Flo.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Aunt Flo.
They say Aunt Flo. It's like, oh, Aunt Flo is coming.
Right. Yeah. They say 大姨妈.
大姨妈.
Yeah. So you can hear people, especially young people or in the workplace, your colleagues and classmates, they say 大姨妈来了.
Big Flo is coming.
Yeah. My big auntie is coming.
Yeah.
So it's not really because your auntie, the real auntie, the person is coming. It's just your period is coming.
Yeah.
Okay. 大姨妈来了.
大姨妈来了.
Yeah, and then, so when we want to make us a conversation, for example, I can say, 你大姨妈来了吗? So, 你 is you. 大姨妈, you know, is the big auntie. 来了. So, 来了 means to come.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ask you as a question, I actually speak out the question mark by adding 妈 at the end. So, 来了吗? That means, have your period arrived yet?
Yeah, 你大姨妈... 来了吗?
大姨妈来了吗?
大姨妈来了吗?
That's it. And you can say, oh, 来了.
Oh, 来了.
来了. Oh, that's just oh, just like English, oh, O-H. And then, 来了, that means, yeah.
Yes, it came.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, or you say, 还没来.
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 Does that mean it hasn't come yet?
Yeah, that's okay. It. So, 还 is yet.
Mm-hmm.
没, not, 来. So,
还没来.
Right, so today we learn a couple of things, period, 月经, and then there are a lot of alternative words in Chinese culture, and which is actually much more useful and popular on a day-to-day basis because people try not to mention about period, 月经, in a, like a literal, blunt way. So they are trying to be very subtle by saying 月事, monthly affair.
月水,例假,
or 大姨妈. That's it. And then to complete a sentence, you can say 大姨妈来了. That means my period has come. Right. Thank you very much, Nadia, for
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, that's a great work you are doing and good luck. And I think, as you said, it's so important that everybody in the world should be aware of the hygiene.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's a very important course and I hope that we can raise some awareness for you as well. Please don't forget to rate us, review us and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Nadia.
再见.